The Dan Morris Show. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The race for the White House about to get a high-profile addition.
Fox News can now confirm that Joe Biden will make his candidacy for the presidency official in 2 days in an online video.
Fox's Melissa Francis. President Trump slated to make his first state visit to Great Britain at the beginning of June, and the winner of a $768 million and change Powerball ticket steps forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. Manuel Franco recalling.
Around 2 p.m. I had left work, and I pretty much felt lucky. You know, it's a weird lucky feeling. It's not natural, not normal at all.
The 24-year-old Franco says he's never showed up for work again after learning he'd won the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. Also saying he isn't sure what he'll do with the money, but he wants to take a break, be responsible, and help out the world. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another great day today. A good bit of sunshine, warmer, high temperature up to about 84. Tonight, increasing clouds, but milder. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police are looking for a missing senior. 81-year-old Robert Robinson was last seen leaving his home around 6 o'clock Monday night. Authorities say Robinson has severe dementia and diabetes. If you have any information, call Prattville police. A 19-year-old has been arrested in connection to a shooting near a Montgomery Walmart. The shooting happened in the 6400 block of Atlanta Highway on Friday. The victim was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. And the National Weather Service confirms 53 tornadoes so far this year in Alabama. That compares to the yearly average of 47 tornadoes. The state recorded 28 tornadoes in March, which was the highest total for that month since 1950. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. but we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. It rain or shine. It's rained the last two times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
More explosions rock Sri Lanka's capital. Deadly leftover devices from Easter terror attacks on churches and hotels. The death toll now stands at least 290. Over 500 were hurt.
The House Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed President Trump's former White House counsel, Don McGahn.
Are you worried about impeachment?
Not even a little bit.
A whistleblower shares his concerns about Boeing's Dreamliner.
Would you fly in a 787?
Probably not.
President Trump is fighting back on another matter, suing to block a congressional subpoena to produce his business records.
Party President Trump said he's not going to nominate Herman Cain for the Federal Reserve Board.
The mayor of Yuma, Arizona, has declared a state of emergency as the city on the border struggles to handle a flood of migrants.
James Holzhauer has done it again.
90,812 and now a new 13-day total of 942,738.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. I want to thank Kevin Murphy for being in the house and talking about the situation in Phoenix, but also kind of talking to you guys. It's always good to hear from. He's a great guest and a great friend to this show and to me personally. But really appreciate Kevin Murphy. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And I want to tell you something. This weekend will be a great weekend to get that basket. I'm going to be there. Kevin Murphy's going to be there on Saturday. I'm not sure how long he'll be there on Saturday. My good friend Mark P. Bunting is going to be with me. There's a judge for the barbecue, the cook-off that they're doing. I love doing that. Get to eat for free. Eat good food for free. I did the doctor's dinner thing where they do the doctors put on the thing and all these different doctors cook, and they go full tilt. I was a judge for that one time. It was some of the best eating I've ever had. I mean, it was like, they would have like duck and all just these incredible dishes, West Indies salad. And the problem, they warned me, said, don't eat too much at the beginning or about you won't be able to finish type thing, because there are like 30 doctors that are doing that.
Wow, that sounds good.
It was really good. I mean, you get some physicians that have got some money to sink into some high-quality stuff. They make some incredible meals with some really good wines. Ooh. Bubba Armstrong kind of comes to mind with that.
Ooh.
He's a huge wine drinker and value player in that. Okay, yeah, let's see where we are here. Let's see here. Let's go with Molly Hemingway on kind of looking at the inside part of the FISA application and where Republicans are leaning to now.
Now that the Mueller report has been out for coming up on a week, some lawmakers are turning their attention to the investigators who actually started the probe. And now a member of the House Intel Committee is demanding answers on those FISA warrants.
Jim Comey and Sally Yates and everyone else that signed off on those are verifying to the court what's in there. And they're verifying that Christopher Steele was a credible source. They're verifying that the Steele dossier had been corroborated. None of that was true. The court can only know what they are told.
Join us right now to react is Fox News contributor and senior editor at The Federalist, Molly Hemingway. Radcliffe right there talking about how these top intel people and justice people made the case, hey, you got to believe what's in this thing, which was salacious material supposedly about Donald Trump. None of us, you know, it's unverified. So it says a lot about the veracity of the people doing the, hey, you got to buy this stuff.
Right. Well, there were always two options with this story. One option was that Donald Trump was an agent of Vladimir Putin, right, and that you needed to go against him with everything you had at the FBI and other law enforcement and intelligence agencies. And the other option was that those people in those agencies were playing around with things that they shouldn't have been. And so when it comes to the FISA applications, we don't know how many FISAs were out. There's a lot that we have to learn. We know that there was one placed against Carter Page and renewed three times. Right. And in order to get that, they said that this dossier was totally great stuff. They asserted that they had good information, that they had reason to believe Christopher Steele, the guy who concocted the dossier, he was sort of secretly contracted with by the Hillary Clinton and Democratic National Committee, the Hillary Clinton campaign, and the DNC. Well, now it's turning out, and even the New York Times is admitting, gosh, nothing checked out with that dossier. He was using blog posts, right, to verify it, and he was so gossipy about what he was doing that foreign governments knew what he was doing and were able to, sure, possibly seed misinformation in there. The fact that our people who are supposed to protect to make sure that you don't just wiretap American citizens and violate their civil liberties, we're playing around with this, is not good. And there are a lot of high-level people, sure, involved. Sally Yates, Comey, Andrew McCabe, Rosenstein, and others who are going to have to answer some questions.
Now, this is an important factor here, and it's going to be who's going to get first. The first is with the most is. If they can get this thing, I'm kind of feeling that the IG report may be pretty soon out there. I think we're within 2-3 weeks away from that. Maybe 4 or 5, but it's around the corner. And if this is as much of a bombshell as I think it's going to be, and it points to the FISA warrant not being proper and not being vetted at all, they're basically taking someone who's an agent for a foreign country and they're believing him and not checking it out. Now, Bruce Orr has said that it was unverified, told Andrew McCabe and others it was unverified, but they wanted that story so badly and they wanted that narrative so they could get the FISA warrant. And I think this, we're going to find out it started earlier, but if you can do that, then you have the fruit of the poisonous tree. Then Trump can say, everything I did is because they were doing everything wrong and they were trying to hurt me and I was just fighting back. So me wanting to fire Mueller is because of what that office had become. And I think he'd have a legitimate argument with that, to the public at least. So therefore, that's that is an argument towards forget the impeachment part of things. So let's continue on with Molly Hemingway.
You've got to wonder whether or not they are answering questions, because the Inspector General, we've heard Mr. Horowitz in the Department of Justice, is looking into all this stuff. You got Mr. Huber from Utah behind the scenes. I mean, these are investigations, and they can't even, reveal the scope of the investigation, but you got to hope that we get to the bottom of this stuff.
Well, and there is an inspector general looking into this, and we know this because Christopher Steele has leaked to his very good friends in the media that he's concerned about this. But inspector general reports generally are very kindly done. They're done by the agency. They sort of defend what the agency is, mm-hmm, doing. So I think there needs to be more investigation than just the inspector general report. And again, we don't know how much is out there. We know that these agencies used overseas intelligence assets to spy on the campaign, that there were wiretaps, that there were national security letters. But we have a lot more we need to learn.
So this is the Republican side of the ledger is going to be FISA and bad activity within DOJ and FBI. That's the Republican side of the ledger. The Democrat side of the ledger is obstruction of justice, Mueller, and investigate. So now let's listen in to Joe Concha talking about the Democrat leadership knows that the impeachment concept isn't a good one, but boy, don't tell the other Democrats running for president.
If any other human being in this country had done what's documented in the Mueller report, they would be arrested and put in jail.
I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
But did those 2020 Democrats miss the memo from the Democratic leaders who are downplaying impeachment talks to those in the House? Here to react, media reporter for The Hill and radio talk show host Joe Concha. Joe, there's a conflict inside the Democrats. You got House Dems, you've got running for president. Where are they taking this?
Well, most are not calling for impeachment, Pete. Let's make that clear. Elizabeth Warren is, because I don't know if you played football, but this is what we call a Hail Mary. And we're pretty early in the game, but she's already throwing them because she has, at this point, if you look at the polling, it's a rudderless campaign. She doesn't seem to get any traction. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington when we saw this movie before, Pete. It was during, obviously, the Clinton impeachment proceedings. And Republicans cited obstructionist justice as one of the reasons why they wanted the president at that time removed. The problem was that everybody knew it was all for show because there was no way that at that time lawmakers were able to get 2/3 of the Senate to remove that president. So, look, here's what happened, bottom line. The day after Clinton is impeached, his approval rating in Gallup was at 73%. That was the highest we've seen in quite some time. And then when he leaves office, it's at 65%. That's the highest since Truman. Clinton was seen as a sympathetic figure, and it led to the launching of another political career in Hillary Clinton because she was seen as a sympathetic figure. So Nancy Pelosi has seen this. She knows the ramifications for the party that tries to carry it out, and it will be seen basically by half of the American people, Pete, as a limp attempt at a soft coup at removing a president that they know they don't have the votes for in the Senate, but it'll all be for show anyway. And people want lawmakers, Democrats who took the House in November to solve problems, not go down this road. There's no appetite for it.
Let me let you in on some other information here, and that is Joe Biden was supposed to announce tomorrow or Thursday, and that's now all been shut down. So he's had a false start. The other little piece of information that came out is that in New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders is leading the field with that. Joe Biden is number two, about 5 points behind him at 18%. And then Mayor Pete Buttigieg is at 15 points. He's only 3 points behind Joe Biden in New Hampshire. And right now, he is kind of a cluster in Iowa. He's moved up in Iowa, so he's moved up a lot in the polls. Joe Biden may just have a false start like he's had so many times before, where he's been doing it, he's been teasing them, and then, something happens. The word in the corridors is that they said, don't do Charlottesville as your announcement site. Pick some more blue-collar area who's going to do Charlottesville and some of them Pennsylvania. As an advanced man, if he's trying to pull off a big, colorful, powerful event, and today is Tuesday, and you're going to try to do it on Thursday or Friday, ooh, that's not going to be easy. It's not that it can't be done, but you better have a really good advanced team. But the other thing is you better have an organization, and wherever you pick to do this, that is kick butt, that you've got your best people in there, or you're bringing them in. I've done enough of these to know. You want your first one to be absolutely right. News 93.1, Demo Show, will be back right after this.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When the praise comes to read me the last night, take a look to the bowels of the last night. I'm a wall that has gone very wrong for me. Can it be that the Psalms sort of error has to stop the surmounting terror? Is it really the end of some crazy?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said goodnight, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 7373. That's promo code 7373 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are
are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I hope I'll see you guys down at Sweet Creek Farm Market on Saturday. Looking forward to it. My good friend Reed Ingram and Karen. I get to try barbecue and ribs. And ooh, I know, man. I'm just going to go to town on that bad boy. I promise this. I know too many people that are in this, that are cookers in this thing. So don't have to do blind. I just blindfold myself and walk around and eat. So let's stay with Joe and talking about Biden here.
We'll see if they can figure that out. It's a big question. One guy who's not yet in the race, but atop many of the polls, is former Vice President Joe Biden. He has not weighed in, at least recently, on impeachment. But some video came out in 1991 of things he said about Bill Barr. Take a watch.
It's a presumptuous thing for me to say, but I personally like you. I think you're a heck of an honorable guy. I think you're someone I can work with, and you've demonstrated that. When I say can work with, I don't mean you do it our way. I mean you, when you sit down and negotiate, you genuinely negotiate.
He's got decades of these kinds of statements. He's praising President Trump's attorney general. Will that fly with the base?
I have a feeling it probably won't fly with the base, and that's why some people, Pete, are now calling him Jeb Bush instead of Joe Bush, or Joe Biden, excuse me, because it may be the same kind of a scenario. It's not good, Pete, to be old, white, and establishment in this Democratic Party. Joe Biden may be leading the polls now. That's because of name recognition. I have a feeling that's not going to hold.
It will be very interesting to see how and when he actually announces his campaign. A lot of stutter steps there. Joe Concha, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
There we are, a lot of stutter steps. Matter of fact, Joey, I'm sending you that stutter step piece.
All right.
As we speak, you're going to get three, and it's cut number one, Byron York. The tone of this thing, the Democrats are just so focused on obstruction. You heard Elizabeth Warren a second ago, and she came up with some really nutty kind of stuff here, talking about basically paying off student loans, giving everyone free college. This was on Fox and Friends this morning.
We are going to roll back student loan debt for about 95% of students who have debt. Make college universally available with free tuition and fees, and to put more money into Pell Grants so that students of color, so that our poorest students have real access to college.
Senator Elizabeth Warren unveiling a sweeping new plan to wipe clean millions of American student loan debt and make college free. The price tag for that proposal is $1.25 trillion. Joining me now is Brian Brimberg, chair of the program in business and finance at King's College in New York City. Professor, could she even do this? I mean, these are federal loans, and how expensive? How are we going to pay for it?
Well, one of the big problems is cost here. We're talking about trillions of dollars. By the way, she wants to forgive loans for people who have loans now. She's not talking about folks who paid their loans off in the past and are sitting there thinking, well, why in the world? What a chump I am that I paid off my loans.
Correct.
That's a big problem. She's also not talking about the value people get from schools. So, yeah, people have a lot of loans, $1.5 trillion in loans, but the problem is, They're not getting value for their education, which is why they can't pay off those loans. Let's talk about that. She doesn't want to hold universities accountable.
And that is one of the biggest problems, what they call the deflated value of a college diploma. That's something that we talk about at Ameriprise an awful lot when we're talking to clients, is that it really has deflated. And there are a whole bunch of people who are not using their degrees in the way they were taught because they can do something else and make more money doing it, and they enjoy it more. And so I really urge you guys, if you're looking at kids going to college or grandkids going to college, kind of rethink that, because as I always say, people that are certified, registered, or licensed, those are the highest paid people. Now, some of those need degrees like CPAs or doctors and things like that, but there's so much you can do just by getting a license or certified, whether it's welding or whether it's real estate or whether it's stockbroker. I mean, it's just you're getting licensed and certified at the same time with that. So I really would rethink that in today's world. Now, Joe is going to be talking about something that kind of carries into this, and that's he's going to be talking about the leadership knows the well, let me do this. Do you have the Byron York? Let me get the Byron York piece talking about the Dems and their polling numbers.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Brand new polling on the 2020 election, University of New Hampshire, showing Bernie Sanders with a big lead in that state, with Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg a statistical tie. There is a different story, however, in Iowa. This poll shows the former vice president soaring past Sanders, with Buttigieg in the single digits. Washington Examiner chief political correspondent Byron York here. Byron, nice to see you. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
We're seeing a story take shape. What do you think that story is so far, Byron?
Well, I think right now it is Bernie Sanders is strong. Joe Biden is a little volatile and slipping in places. And Pete Buttigieg is coming up fast. Clearly the rising candidate in all of this. Buttigieg in both Iowa and New Hampshire just a couple of months ago was unmeasurable, or perhaps at 1%. He was at 1% in March just last month. Now he's in an effective tie with Joe Biden in one state. So there has been a big, big move in the Democratic race.
And that's what, you know, somebody that catches on, somebody that's kind of explosive, and he is that. And, you know, New Hampshire is where the Episcopal Church had their first gay married priest, Episcopal priest that was there. That's where that was ground zero for it. New Hampshire is very, very open to this. So the question will be, how will that play in Iowa and also in South Carolina? And that will be the real test. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you, whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The race for the White House about to get a high-profile addition.
Fox News can now confirm that Joe Biden will make his candidacy for the presidency official in 2 days in an online video.
Fox's Melissa Francis. President Trump slated to make his first state visit to Great Britain at the beginning of June, and the winner of a $768 million and change Powerball ticket steps forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. Manuel Franco recalling.
Around 2 p.m. I had left work, and I pretty much felt lucky. You know, it's a weird lucky feeling. It's not natural, not normal at all.
The 24-year-old Franco says he's never showed up for work again after learning he'd won the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. Also saying he isn't sure what he'll do with the money, but he wants to take a break, be responsible, and help out the world. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here comes another great day today. A good bit of sunshine, warmer, high temperature up to about 84. Tonight, increasing clouds, but milder. The overnight low temperature drops to about 58. Tomorrow, another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Still dry, partly to mostly sunny. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely Thursday night into Friday. Nice weather returning over the upcoming weekend. The pollen count still in the medium to high range today through Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. If I heard that news report correctly, is that Biden is going to announce via video in 2 days. That is going to be a weak start there. So in other words, he went from, I'm going to go to Pennsylvania and Charlottesville to not doing anything but a video. That will be under scrutiny. That's not a very strong, out-of-the-chute type thing.
I would advise him not to run. Just don't even get into it, Joe.
Also, Flores, the lady that ran for AG in Nevada, she was on last night with Sharon Bream talking about there's a lot more to it than what I just said. I mean, and she got into detail of it and said there have been other people who contacted her and said the same thing. That's a specter out there that he does not want to have that surface his ugly head.
You know, I watched some of the town halls that CNN did last night with like Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Buttigieg and a few others. I have to say, probably just looking at speaking style, are they connecting? I think Buttigieg is pretty effective and probably is reason for rising in the polls. I think Bernie is very effective and is himself. He doesn't seem out of sorts. All the other Democratic candidates, I wonder if you've noticed this, Dan, and I also noticed this of the people asking them questions in the town hall, it's almost like they're always on the verge of tears. Like, there's this weird over-the-top...
The
like,
questioner.
The questioner and the candidates. Like, whether you're talking about Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris or whatnot, there's this really over-the-top earnest tone to their voice of, well, and we need to do this, and we need to do that, and we're going to... America's a great place, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that.
We're going to save it.
Yeah, and, you know, that has its place, being earnest in that way and emotional, but it's almost always there, and it's a weird thing going on in Democratic politics right now. Like, this very touchy-feely tone. It's not necessarily what they say, it's how they say it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I've sensed that. Well, if Joe... We're going to know a lot about Joe Biden pretty quickly, because if he announces in 2 days, and we see a snapshot poll 10 days from now, and if he's not moving north, then he's got a problem because he's kind of stuck. He's at his highest point of inefficiency, using the Peter Drucker world. where Buttigieg seems to be kind of catching on, very, very popular, Beto O'Rourke is just gone. He was at 4%. 4%.
Well, I never understood the idea of you lose a Senate race or you lose, say, a governor's race, like Stacey Abrams in Georgia, and now you're a potential presidential candidate. Like, what?
Yeah. Well, normally, failed candidates are not good. Former governors are good.
Yeah.
And usually senators are not that good. Just in hindsight, I mean, governors have been the most effective in the recent time.
When Obama, I guess, created this new mold for a young senator to jump in. But I think Obama was something.
He was completely different.
And he was something special in terms of knowing who he was, the support network he had around him. I mean, and the idea of the first black president certainly helped. Whereas
he had been planning on that.
Oh, right, yeah. And whereas you looked at, like, the last cycle, when Rubio got in and Rand Paul got in and Ted Cruz got in, what happened to them? And
Lindsey Graham.
What'll probably happen to the Democratic senators running this time is they get lost in the minutiae of the Senate. You had this procedural vote on this amendment, and they'll try to take each other down. And I think it puts a lot of people to sleep. It doesn't look good. Whereas, you know, Trump came in like a wrecking ball. And in a way, Obama was able to be above that. And it's always good when you have Hillary Clinton as a foil to run against.
Oh, man.
She's a great, great asset for having somebody else win.
Well, I agree with Bernie that if you try to make this about Trump and impeaching Trump, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
So let's listen to Byron York talk about impeachment.
They're doing everything they possibly can. In the process, they're going to take down and try and take down the attorney general so that nobody will believe him. I got him news for him. They're going to believe him because he's credible. He's done what he said. And the Democrats are just still desperately searching for a reason to paint and smear this president.
That's the Republican from Georgia House Judiciary Committee member Doug Collins accusing Democrats of unfairly criticizing the AG and the president. Some lawmakers argue the Mueller report laid out a roadmap for impeachment despite the conclusions of Bill Barr on obstruction. So there was about a 90-minute conference call last night among Democrats in the House. Andy McCarthy, now former assistant U.S. attorney and a Fox News contributor. I want to get through three things, Andy. Good morning and welcome back to our program here. Just give us this. I think this kind of gives us a roadmap for what's coming up now in the month of May. They want Don McGahn to testify, the former lawyer for the president, on the 21st of May. What do they hope to gain from that, Andy? What's the end game?
Bill, they want to go after obstruction and potentially on witness tampering with respect to McGahn, growing again out of Mueller's report. And the thing to focus on here is the fact that no crime was committed and no crime was found by the report does not mean that Congress can't find that obstruction happened. In other words, the standard for high crimes and misdemeanors or impeachable offenses is basically abuse of power, dereliction of duty. It's very different from whether you can prove, or whether a prosecutor can prove, proof beyond a reasonable doubt at trial. So they're different analyses.
I apologize. I was not Byron York. That was Andrew McCarthy, the former U.S. attorney from the Southern District of New York. Let's listen now to Nancy Cordes talking about the Dems and impeachment dilemma.
More Democrats are talking about impeaching President Trump, but the party's leaders say they're not ready to do it. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, urged caution during a conference call with House Democrats last night. She says they should focus on investigations to uncover the truth about the president. Other Democrats, including some running for president, say Congress has enough information to begin impeachment proceedings right now. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill with all this.
Impeachment has become a key focus of debate among Democrats, both in Congress and on the presidential campaign trail, after the Mueller report outlined 10 different incidents that could be viewed as evidence of obstruction of justice.
I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
After simmering for 2 years, impeachment talk is suddenly at full boil.
If any other human being in this country had done what's documented in the Mueller report, they would be arrested and put in jail.
But not all Democrats are there yet.
If for the next year, year and a half, going right into the heart of the election, all that the Congress is talking about is impeaching Trump and Trump and Mueller, and we're not talking about health care, we're not talking about raising the minimum wage to a living wage, what I worry about is that works to Trump's advantage.
If we're only talking about him, then folks at home feel like nobody's talking about them.
That was Pete Buttigieg that last time. And that's I think that's one reason he's doing well is he resonates. He's talking to people, not at them.
Well, and I'm getting the sense after watching Buttigieg, he had to answer a question about like a police commissioner being fired and supposedly secret tapes that show like racist things being said in the South Bend Police Department. Number one, when you look at the minutia of running a city, I mean, how wonderful is that to be talking about on a presidential trail? But number two, what I've noticed is, say, groups like the Young Turks online, the very progressive left, are not necessarily a fan of Buttigieg. I don't think that's their guy. They would much prefer Bernie Sanders. But it's interesting hearing them in that clip, Bernie and Buttigieg both agreeing, and both, in a way, being the ones leading in the polls who are actually in this dance.
Well, we're going to watch with bated breath to see how old Joe's going to do here. I got a funny feeling this is going to be a flop.
Yes, I agree. Sleepy Joe is the president's calling him.
Yeah, he just doesn't... I'm not feeling him, as they would say. He's just not... And particularly a misstart on your announcement.
Right.
That's... I remember we worked for like 2 months on the Reagan rollout in October of 1979, and it was time everything we're going through polling stuff, and while Worthen was telling us why we're going to particular cities, I had Milwaukee was mine, so I got a briefing from the pollster talking about this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the blue collar Wisconsin vote in there, and I turned a breakfast into a rally with blue-collar guys.
Well, and that's what amazes me is the new social media trend is, you know, these folks are trying to be down-to-earth with their live streams, and, you know, do you still want to go for that big tent, big event sort of idea? And I think you should. I think that's what Trump has gained a lot of energy with his rallies all throughout the campaign trail and continue to this day. But I was listening. I believe the Democratic primaries work where they give up delegates proportionally based on how much of the vote you get in a particular state?
It's actually what happens is if you win the congressional district, you get those numbers. And if you win the state, you get those numbers. You get the at-large delegates.
Okay. It just seems like it would work to somebody like Bernie Sanders' advantage, who has this built-in, very hardcore, passionate group of supporters. So he doesn't necessarily have to win the states outright, but he can win congressional districts, say, all over California.
Yeah, what happened in Alabama, for example, Hillary won the 7th congressional district, which is Selma, and then Bernie won everything else. So she got one congressional district, but it was such a big vote that she got the state in that, and that total made it where she actually got more delegates out of Alabama than he did.
Right. It seems like he's the one, he's the leader right now. And unless somebody on the left can really land a punch on him, which I haven't heard yet.
You're talking about on the far left.
Right. Well, because the far left likes Bernie. I just don't see Kamala Harris necessarily being able to land a punch unless she can make, say, the more moderate Democrat come to their senses that Bernie, what you're proposing, is too expensive.
Somebody sent me a debate piece from her when she was running for AG, and she was fiery.
Yeah.
I mean, fiery.
I think Elizabeth Warren at this point is desperate.
Yeah, well, and I think that's why she did the impeach Trump type thing, so she can get to that. Try to make some news because, I mean, it's like Joe said, he's Hail Mary. Let's continue on with Nancy Cordes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tried to quell impeachment talk on a conference call with party members last night, telling colleagues we don't have to go to articles of impeachment to obtain the facts. But some of her members disagreed. Florida's Val Demings telling Pelosi, I think we have great evidence that the president has blatantly violated so many laws, it's just ridiculous. I think we have enough.
Are you worried about impeachment, Mr. President?
But even as President Trump shrugged off the notion at the White House Easter egg roll, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, was issuing yet another subpoena, this time for testimony and documents from former White House counsel Don McGahn, who Nadler described as a critical witness to many of the alleged instances of obstruction of justice. Republicans say Democrats are grasping at straws, noting McGahn sat for more than 30 hours of interviews with the special counsel's investigation.
While Pelosi is rejecting immediate impeachment hearings, she isn't taking it off the table altogether. She said last night, quote, if that's the place that the facts take us, then that's the place we have to go. Nora?
All right, it'll continue.
Let's take a stab at something. Let's try the American newsroom, the impeachment, and I think I know what this is.
Talks hitting an impasse on Capitol Hill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urging her caucus to hold off on the idea for now as Congresswoman Maxine Waters and other Democrats question the cost of not moving forward with proceedings against the president following the Mueller report release. Senator Lindsey Graham weighed in last night.
The idea that the Mueller report is not the final word on all things Trump, Russia, collusion, and obstruction is news to me. There's going to be a stampede to impeach President Trump. They're going to use the Mueller report, anything they can find to try to destroy his presidency. Nancy Pelosi's not in charge of the Democratic Party. The radical left is in charge.
Kevin Gork is live at the White House. Kevin, so how worried is the White House that Democrats may go ahead with impeachment?
Okay, there's the public posture. Not at all, not worried about it. But privately, a White House official told me, yeah, they're preparing for that possibility. In fact, she went on to say it would be irresponsible not to prepare for it. That said, the president was asked about it yesterday. You may have heard this, Sandra. Well, over at the Easter egg roll over on the South Lawn. So, are you worried about impeachment? He said, not even a little bit. However, Democratic presidential hopefuls and other leading Democrats are, to varying degrees, interested.
I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
The Democrats cannot decide that they're going to move with impeachment. I guess they're going to go on with these investigations. How long are they going to go on with them? What more do they need to prove? I can only tell you, I, for one, have been for impeachment. For a long time, I'm going to continue to be for impeachment.
So what a source told me, Sandra, what the Congresswoman is doing is frankly virtue signaling. She's saying to her party's left-wing base, I'm going to keep going forward, even though I know full well it is highly unlikely that the Senate would go along with it. And that cooling seems to also be the position of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Let me share part of what she was saying on a conference call with other Democrats last night. And this idea that maybe now's not the time, but we can still talk about it. She said, we have to save our democracy. This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. It's about saving our democracy if it's what we need to do to honor our responsibility to the Constitution. If that's the place the facts take us, well, that's the place we have to go. So, at first glance, it might seem like she's willing to consider the process, given where it may go. But she's also signaling to anybody paying attention she's not convinced it's a great idea. That's a sentiment, by the way, shared by Bernie Sanders.
If for the next year, year and a half, going right into the heart of the election, all that the Congress is talking about is impeaching Trump and Trump and Mueller, and we're not talking about health care, we're not talking about raising the minimum wage to a living wage, and all of the issues that concern ordinary Americans, what I worry about is that works to Trump's advantage.
And therein lies the very deep divide among Democrats. Now, we do not expect to see the president on camera today. Of course, that could always change. If it does, I promise I'll have it for you. But for now, back to you.
News on 93.1 FM. David, coming back to you right after this brief break.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped manicured entrance is to any business. Call property management source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Morris Show.
.27292228, that's where we are. Yeah, I'm bragging on our good friends at Mr. Electric. I tell you what, I am loving my new security lights and how they operate. It's a joy to be driving back in. Instead of having this just one gigantic light in there, that I'm, as I drive down the driveway, the lights come on. And then when I stop, where I get out to go, I have a light just there that takes me from the car up to the door. It is great. And who do I thank for that? I thank Terry at Mr. Electric, but just the folks at Mr. Electric are all great. Get ready to copy this number down. It's something you need to have in your phone, because when the lights go out, you need to know how to reach them, because they have 24-hour day, 7-day a week emergency service. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I am really good, my friend, and you?
Doing great. Hey, read a just brief portion of an opinion piece in the New York Times this morning.
Yeah?
And it was kind of coming off of what we were talking about yesterday, about that the whole impeachment thing is just kind of a sideshow, and that, you know, it's really about the 2020 election and trying to prolong the investigations and stuff to damage Trump. This opinion piece was actually saying it goes beyond that, that really they'd love to keep Trump in there, run him in 2020, not only damage him, but by damaging him, damage the Republican Party in the process. And that's kind of the strategy that this writer was kind of going for. What do you think about that?
They may get what they want, but it may not have the results that they want. I tell you something. In my watching Donald Trump now for 4 years, you have to get into his head. And yeah. I think what he's going to do is, I think this FISA thing is going to come to pass. He's going to basically say, it was a corrupt DOJ system that tried to do a coup with me. The Democrats sat there and let it happen, didn't try to stop it. The Democrats did it in the initial period. And I think all that's going to really blow up on them.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, and I was sitting there thinking this morning that, you know, when I was reading that opinion piece, I was sitting there thinking, you know, if the Democrats had shown as much interest in the Clinton Global Initiative and investigating it.
Yeah.
Which is where there's real corruption and crime being committed versus Trump and his businesses and his family. I said they probably would have found something real fast.
And looking at the New York Times, was there another piece on there talking about that the New York Times actually got some things wrong?
I'd heard supposedly that they had some piece that apologized, I think, last week, but I didn't read it.
Okay, because I tried to find it. I didn't see it. And I figured since you
were an NYT guy. Yeah. I think it must have been one of those ghost apologies.
Yeah. On page 941, which we don't actually print, page 941.
Right. Exactly. So have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you. Let's see here. Where are we going? Let's pick up this last segment of this second hour here. Joe Conte is going to be talking about something that I think is interesting. He's talking about what you need to do to go, after you come out of college, to get a job. And that is number two, right? Job hunting. This is right up the alley of Ameriprise. This is something that we kind of study and train for here. Let's listen in.
All right, so this week we are talking about post-college prep. We're in day two. In day two, we wanted to focus on the resume, do's and don'ts. Number one, you say don't lie on your resume.
If you hear nothing else, resist the urge to fudge. This is very hard for young candidates because they're going out in the workforce. They don't have a lot of experience. They're nervous about that, and so they feel like, well, maybe I should stretch the truth. Don't do it. Number one, it's going to create a bad habit for you in your life. And then number two, it might end up landing you in a job that you're not suited for, which means you've set yourself up for failure.
Do y'all really research that, though, at the college?
Do we research?
Do you look at resumes or...
I spend hours and hours and hours every week looking at student resumes. Yeah,
okay.
No, absolutely. You want to know if you're getting somebody who tells the truth. Number one criteria for any candidate, tell the truth.
Okay, number two, include that coffee shop gig, even if it's minor, right?
Yeah, so don't lie in your resume, but don't leave off those jobs that you think are menial. Those are the kinds of jobs that employers often love because they show grit and determination. You work in a fast-paced environment. You work on a team. You've got to learn to tell that story. But don't leave it off. That's a really valuable experience. You want to let employers know what you've done.
And don't forget to click spell check, right?
This will kill your resume faster than anything else. It goes from the boss's desk to the trash bin. You've got to get somebody else's eyes on your resume. You've got to do that work. I've talked to employers who say we get rid of half our applicants because they have misspellings in their resume. In the social media age, we don't value spelling, but you better value it if you want to get a job.
And the limitation on that is so true. What Ameriprise does, or American Express does, is they interview the human resource person for the Fortune 500 and say, what are you looking for? What are the big turn-ons? What are the big turn-offs? And they kind of go through a checklist. One of the things at the very top of the food chain is a resume that has poor grammar or misspelled words in it. Automatic, kick them out. Done. The other thing is that exactly what he's saying is that you try to enhance your resume and it's not true, or it's presented in a way that you're kind of inflating it, let's say. And they're not looking, believe it or not, people think you have to have a college degree to go get a job at a Fortune 500 company or a good job. And you really don't. What you need to do is show that you're capable, you're a hard worker, and you have a sense of what you're going to do for that business, what you can deliver, and you basically sell them on that. I tell people it's easier to define your own job than it is to get a job. And companies are looking for that kind of creativity out there, and they really... That's part of the interview process, is how creative are you, how knowledgeable, how quick are you on your feet. They do this interview, how you do interviews. So if we're trying to hire somebody, what do? And one of the favorite tricks is you take the resume and you say, tell me what's not on this resume I need to know about you. And you'll see real quickly how fast that person is on his feet. News 793.1, Demo Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.